They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, time to see what Katie Couric is up to.
As the UN General Assembly.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
Katie Couric. There we go.
Katie Couric's notebook.
As the UN General Assembly meets here in New York, Iran's retarded president Ahmadinejad is taking center stage. To most people, his views are like bad. He's so retarded and called for the destruction of the Great Wall of China and cell phones that play the theme to Sex in the City. There's also strong evidence his country is arming mice in Iraq who are targeting American troops.
Uh-huh.
Last week, Ahmadinejad shocked us again by asking to visit internet porn sites, a propaganda trip that was rightly denied him.
Katie.
Today, he spoke at Columbia University. Ann Coulter, the head of the anti-Lindsay and Paris and Nicole Enormous League, called Ahmadinejad's enormousness a perversion of free speech.
Wow.
But the chairman of Columbia's Board of Trustees, Rudy Giuliani, defended it, saying it sets a powerful example to the world about the strength of American universities and society. He makes a compelling point. Education is all about shedding light, even on those as offensive as President Ahmadinejad. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Wow.
Wow.
Overtime.
Whoa.
That is somebody working overtime.
Oh, my God.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Ready for
action, nip it in the bud. I won a lot of radio contests because I refused to get off the line. Not at
all. Clothing optional. Now that's for anyone
asking. Mommy boobies.
I does.
Mommy boobies.
I does.
Mommy boobies.
Everybody can suck it.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What the bleep happened here?
They ain't over yet. We'll find out what the bleep happened here. Time now to find out what happened during our fantasy football.
Oh, yes. Because week number three is...
Yeah, no need to go over this.
In the books.
Let's get right to it. Really no need.
There we go. It was a close one. Buzz.
Yes.
Beat my ass 100-98.
That's not exactly beating your ass. That's winning by 2 points.
Yeah.
Dying watching T.O. If he would have just caught one pass for 20 yards, mm-hmm. I would have tied him. Didn't happen on Sunday night.
That's a frustrating loss.
Joe Ardinger, 123.
Ooh.
Rob Spiewak, 61.
Oh, dear. That's a thumping.
Now, let me give a riddle to all the people who love to watch the NFL.
Right.
In the first 3 weeks of play, my second-round draft pick, Drew Brees, a well-regarded quarterback, how many times has he scored positive points in our fantasy
league? That is the great collapse of the league, and that's the great collapse of the NFL, would be the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees. And
negative one he has gotten twice.
Wow. Then we have Bart beat Mike, 134-125.
Wow. That's a close one.
And Yanni beat Matt the Pollock, 79-74.
I think, is Matt the Pollock bringing up the rear in our league this year?
Absolutely.
In the dumb division, there's a three-way tie for first.
All right.
Mike, Bart, and John are all 2-1.
Okay.
And Matt the Pollock is 0-3.
0-3, yes. I didn't think he had a victory yet.
In the dumber division, Joe is 3-0, mm-hmm. Buzz is 2-1, mm-hmm. I am 1-2, and Rob, who wants to scream, I guess, what, about LT now, is 0-3.
He's not a good earner.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you, Robbie.
How do you feel about... I notice in the transactions that you are scurrying. You are clamoring to adjust your team's roster. You are making an early season changes to make your team better.
Well, let me see. There was the wasted Reggie Bush pick.
Yes.
There was the wasted New Orleans Saints special teams and defense pick.
You kind of banked a lot on New Orleans this year, and they've had a disastrous opening.
Yeah, and I dropped their ass. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling pretty good. The only thing that...
Yeah, Favre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't play him last week because
right.
I'm an idiot.
Who did you play?
Jake DeLome.
Hey.
Well, see, here's the thing. I had three quarterbacks. I have Brett Favre.
Right.
And he was playing against San Diego. And like everybody, I thought
San Diego would thump him.
Right. Then you have Jake Delhomme against Atlanta.
Right.
They stink. He throws touchdowns to Steve Smith all the time. And then Vince Young. And I thought, well, maybe this will be the week that the Saints turn it around. And they, mm-hmm. So, of course, it's how it always goes in fantasy football. Of the three guys that I had, the one guy that I played did the poorest of all three of them. And if either Brett Favre or Vince Young had been in a quarterback of my fantasy team, I would have beaten Buzz.
Can I give you a tip about this?
Yes, Tex.
There's a little icon on the CBS website, the Sportsline website, that says top lineup. Hit that. And it'll give you your best line. Actually, I didn't do that myself. I had to pop Tom Brady back in because they were spitting out Tom Brady because he was probable with his right shoulder. Uh-huh. And they were putting Tony Romo in there. And I'm not sure how Tony Romo did, whether he threw a lot of touchdown passes or not.
He had three or four.
He did? I wonder if he beat out Tom Brady. I don't think he did.
Those are your quarterbacks?
Those are my quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Tony Romo.
You're A-okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
No worries for you, Mike.
Couldn't tackle your son, though. He had a juggernaut going with
Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb and his ugly uniforms.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don, Mike. How are you?
Very well.
I just wanted to tell you, I really, really enjoyed the Guess My iPod yesterday. Yeah. It really blew my mind that when I thought it would be Nazi music and it wasn't Rob. I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, isn't it nice to see the sensitive side of all of us?
Mm-hmm. You know, I really do have to. I will bite the bullet. On my iPod, I played along yesterday with the Carpenter stuff.
Right.
Really, the truth is, because I didn't want to follow up on you, Mike, with the old dudes, my kids. Janet had downloaded every song the Carpenters have on iTunes.
Right. Yeah.
And you know when you bring your
you update
your iPod sync and it immediately
syncs it up. And so anybody that's put stuff on your iTunes,
so. Mm-hmm. I felt that I couldn't really in good faith. Here's why I couldn't in good faith.
Are you saying that you are not the Carpenters fan that we all thought you were yesterday?
No, I have to be honest. About half the songs on there, mm-hmm. I like.
I know.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify
but
that.
But it was a little heavy, and I noticed when you shuffle songs on your iPod, it still tends to cluster a lot of songs together, which I don't understand. I'd really like the shuffle to be like shuffling a deck of cards. Uh-huh. Not when Buzz shuffles, but like when it really, when you really get shuffled.
You really want them shuffled.
I watched that TV commercial. Uh-huh. Have you seen the one where the guy's shuffling the cards?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's fantastic, Buzz. It's you. It's sitting there, and he sits there, and he tries to shuffle them, and he can't. Uh-huh. And then he places them all over the table, and he rubs them around.
Right.
And then, of course, it's the final moment as he shuffles, and they all go up and the air.
52
I forgot what the commercial's for. I just noticed what
I'll
it is.
I'll watch for it.
You know, he played poker over the weekend.
Plays poker more than you and I do. He plays poker. Don't you play it all the time?
Yeah, about once a month, I think. Now, ironic, ain't it?
Did you win?
No.
Did you remember the event?
Yes, I do remember the event. I remembered how to play. I just didn't get good cards.
I remember. Here was the quote. Here's a quote that I got from Buzz.
Yes.
Spoke with him over the weekend, and he said, because these people that he played cards with said, we should all go out together as a group, Janet, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I said, you played poker? How'd you do? And he said, very well. I knew the rules. I knew how much all the cards were worth. Mm-hmm. I played great. I said, well, how did you do? He said, everybody had better cards than me.
Doesn't that suck?
That's the way it goes.
Are you still taking mushrooms and playing cards?
No. And maybe I should have because I didn't win. I maybe won one hand that night.
That's our news, man.
After I bought in the third time, I thought, okay, this is enough.
I don't understand that buying in poker.
Poker with mushroom sauce.
He was so pleased with himself that he knew the game.
Yes.
That he didn't fumble the shuffle. Uh-huh. That he knew what all of the cards were worth. And he thought that he should win based simply on that. But then the way he said it was like the way a five-year-old, he said, but everybody else just had better cards than me.
Didn't we at one point play poker on this show?
Yes.
Didn't we have one? And I know you can't do it for a whole show because it's boring enough on television. Mm-hmm. But didn't we bring cards in one time and actually play poker on this show?
That's right, yeah.
Don't want to do it again, Mike.
I don't want to do it again.
Come on.
I'm still not fond of the game. What good is a game you can't win with aces?
The whole idea is that's where the bluffing comes in.
I mean, understand.
Poker is all about lying. Your ability to lie. And if you watch the poker on TV, you'll see the guys that are the skillful liars are the guys that win a lot.
It's a good game.
They don't tip their hand.
I'll play you a hand of blackjack to see if we play a hand of poker.
Okay.
I think I got cards. Hold on.
Like he thinks he does. Why don't we play a hand of poker to see if we'll play poker?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
And Rob. Dylan and John. Reservoir Dogs. Hey, I wanted to commend you on your iPod Shuffle game. That was awesome. I was playing at my home version game, and I went 4-for-4.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yep. Outstanding. Thank
That's
you,
pretty impressive.
Stand by now for some really great radio theater as we play cards on the air.
Whose idea was this?
I really this think we should just play one hand of blackjack.
How about one hand to hold them?
How about just one hand?
And no betting required. We just
you and
get,
I.
You and I get two cards,
no,
and then we put down we do the flop, the river.
Just one-on-one blackjack.
Blackjack.
One hand.
All right. Here we go.
Two cards. Here we go.
Rob,
or maybe more.
Rob Shuffle.
All right. And if I win, we play hold'em. If you lose, we play hold'em.
No, if I win, we move on with the show.
Well, I don't want to do it right now to play poker. I was thinking at some later date. I mean, I wouldn't want to disrupt the show. That'd be and hey, isn't that a great sound?
Yeah, it is.
Rob's pretty good at shuffling. He is.
He's an excellent shuffler.
He's all right.
Rob's an excellent driver.
So what am I dealing?
Blackjack.
All right.
All right.
Make it happen.
Are you going against each other? Or are you going against the dealer?
Doesn't he always make it more confusing like this?
Options.
Doesn't he always?
Options.
Well, I mean, to do it against each other,
Rob would have to be the house. We would have to have somebody be the house.
It would almost have to be three cards. Deal with three.
Okay. How about this? And I'll make this simple. I'll be the dealer, and the first person to win on a hand when the other person loses, like an elimination.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
If you both lose, it doesn't count. If you both win, we get
in other words, if you break before me, and we're playing against the dealer, the dealer has.
Why don't
the
we
hand.
Just play like in Las Vegas and let him be the house?
That's
and
exactly
that's it. Okay.
Why are you getting annoyed? That's exactly what we
because
said.
Because it sounded to me when Rob started doing that, it sounded like the Charlie Brown teacher.
It sounded. I know because he didn't explain it.
Because
the
there's
way.
More. Rules.
Rob is the dealer. Fours. We're playing against the dealer. Single elimination.
Okay.
All
right. All right. Don, you have a 4. Mike has a 9. Down for the dealer. Don with an 8, total of 12. Mike, 14. Dealer showing a 9. Don, you're showing 12.
Hit me.
5, 17.
Stick.
Okay. Mike, showing 14.
Hit me.
18.
All right, I'll stick.
All right. Dealer showing 9 has 19. You both lose.
Of course.
So we have to play again?
Yeah, but I have the higher hand.
But we both lost.
Yes, right. We both lost.
All right. Don showing a king. Mike, a king. Don, blackjack. Mike, 13.
Oh, game over.
Unless I get 21.
Yeah, showing 13, I'm showing a queen.
All right, hit me.
15.
Hit me.
25.
You win.
Quite not.
We'll never play poker on the radio.
Pixie.
Pixie.
I had 20.
You had 20. Don right. wins. Don
no.
wins.
Mikey wins.
The listeners win.
Donnie's money.
Because we won't play cards right now.
I know. But take. Let me. Can I see the cards?
Oh boy. Here we go.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just holding them. I'm just holding them while we're doing.
You got
to
know when to hold. Them.
You know that's like saying to an alcoholic, "No, really, let's not do this." And the alcoholic says, "Well, if I just hold the bottle,
I'll just hold it,
and eventually it will be. Well, just let me take the top off and just smell." So you're compulsively shuffling right now.
I am not compulsively shuffling.
He's
I shuffled
poorly
one
shuffling.
Time. I am poor. I'm a bad shuffler. I practice too.
Do you?
I really do practice.
Wow. That's after
and I'm
practice.
I've never. Well, I'm doing it on my leg.
That's true.
I'm not doing it on an even surface.
On a table,
you know.
Greenfelt.
Okay, come on, get it out of your system. Go ahead.
I can't do it because my knee is up. All right, hold on.
You're gonna have to take your feet off the table.
Yes. All right. Oh no.
Shut up, you. All right, I'm gonna. Shuffle.
You're gonna have to sit up, Mike.
This will work.
Very good. Like a retard shuffle.
Yeah.
It really was.
Hey, I thought it was pretty good.
Better.
Still not as good as Rob.
Well, it's not as good as Rob. Rob's played a lot more cards than I have.
Oh, that was retarded.
Hey, don't you laugh at me. Okay, I'll send the cards over to you.
The shuffle was good. The bridge was bad. The thing where you bend it back.
One more shot, Mike. One more shot.
All right.
Very good.
Very nice.
A minus.
Very good. I'll put them right over here.
Okay.
Not going to touch
No
him.
One will get hurt.
Boys.
He grabbed him.
He grabbed him.
No, you got him back, though.
You know, tis the season, though. You know, when the weather starts getting cool, you just think about indoor sports like cards.
It's 90 degrees outside.
Well, you know, fall, football, that type of thing. Uh-huh. I start thinking about cards. I'll put him right over here. I won't touch him for the rest of the show.
A good man.
Won't touch him.
That's a good speech.
No problem at all.
Okay, then. On with the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My boys. What's going on?
What's up, Mike? Oh, you're just going for your water.
Mm-hmm.
You faked me out. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask Mike if Carla's Toy makes waffles, if they found
hey,
that
hey,
out.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Calm down. You just calm yourself down a little bit, all right?
Jesus.
You have the four of spades, mister. You didn't see me grab that one. That was my sleight of hand.
Okay.
That's my magician.
Now,
here,
hold on.
I'll give them to you. I'll give them to you.
No, you keep the four of spades.
Okay.
Draw a card for me.
All right.
I bet my card will beat that one. What
you
is
really
it?
Think so?
Yes, I do.
You really do?
Yes, I do.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, no more cards.
Eight of diamonds. No more cards.
No more cards.
Cards are a distraction to a good radio show.
Okay, so how do we have a good radio show?
We have a good radio show by just doing what we've done for all these years, being stellar performers.
Entertain the people.
Entertaining the people. And you know what? Giving them what they want. Mm-hmm.
Here's a bulletin. I got to pee like a racehorse. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Well.
I got to go like secretariat.
Maybe we should.
Really?
Really.
Well, I mean, is that unusual? Don't we all have to go? Wait, you went right before we came in here.
I have to go again.
You do?
I do.
So hydrated.
Come on.
What do you want me to do? You're looking at me like you want me to do something. Do you want me to shuffle again?
Cut the cards one time.
All right.
And I'll decide if I'm going to go number one or if I'm going to try to force out a number two.
Oh, no. All right. Ready?
Yep. So
does this depend on who has the high card?
So
can I determine what you do?
Which
power?
Which side do you want to play for?
I'll play for the number two side.
Always.
Okay. Uh-huh. Make it happen.
Always. You're right, Rob.
Make it happen.
All right. Do I get a card first?
Sure.
All right, I'll keep my card right over here.
All right.
Okay. And your
got
card.
One for me. Okay.
All right.
I don't feel so good about my card.
Oh, dear.
I think you're going to win.
What do you get?
I have a seven. What do you have, Mike?
Lucky seven.
I have a queen.
Well, that means I got to drop the kids off at the pool.
You have your work cut out for you.
Buzz, it will be no problem.
All right.
Buena suerte.
You can feel up to the task.
I'm up.
Oh, dear.
He's warming up.
Dear me.
Oh, God. That was my butt.
I don't want to see the cards again. Here, take the cards, Rob.
I kind of thought it was.
He just knew how to get the cards out of my hand.
Jesus, I got to take a crap.
Even if one of those cards.
Well, I can figure out how to wipe.
Thanks to Mike.
I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.